This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden said Tuesday that he has spoken to Chinese President Xi Jinping about Taiwan, and they agreed to abide by the Taiwan Agreement. Taiwan has reported 148 Chinese Air Force planes in the southern and southwestern part of its air defense zone over a four-day period beginning Friday. The same day, China marked a key patriotic holiday, National Day. China claims Taiwan as its own territory, which should be taken by force if necessary. Taiwan says it is an independent country and will defend its freedoms and democracy, blaming China for the tensions. President Joe Biden is dispatching White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan for talks with senior Chinese foreign policy advisors. This comes as the two countries find themselves at odds on a variety of issues, including Taiwan and trade. The meeting is set for Wednesday in Switzerland. On Monday, the White House criticized Beijing over several days of sustained military harassment against the self-ruled island of Taiwan. The National Security Council says the talks are to be a follow-up on Biden's call with President Xi Jinping on the administration, or as the administration continues to manage the competition between the two countries. Afghanistan's Taliban leaders met Tuesday with UK officials for the first time since taking power, a move the group hopes will pave the way for the country to refill cash-starved coffers as it teeters on the brink of economic collapse. Taliban said, meanwhile, they arrested 11 members of the rival Islamic State group. A Taliban's meeting with British diplomats in the capital, Kabul, came a day after they met with an Iranian delegation, another first since assuming the helm.